Welcome to the Country Confidential Podcast. Our goal is to learn new things about the people behind the music and the artists who make it. If you love country music, you're going to love the Country Confidential Podcast. Here's your host, Shiloh Bellis.
Had one of these moments when I was putting this podcast together. They asked if I wanted to chat with Jordan Davis, who's coming off like a super number one song, Almost Maybe. It's huge. I thought, yeah, no problem. It didn't record right, and I'm sitting here going, oh my gosh, it is not there. It doesn't sound good. And then I remembered, hey, we recorded this chat using the online recording feature. Always back stuff up. My grade 9 tech teacher would be very happy. So we did. And here's the chat that I had with Jordan Davis that I thought was lost forever. On this week's Country Confidential podcast, we chatted just before Memorial Day.
What's going on, Shiloh? How you doing, man?
Things are good, man. What's going on with you on a Tuesday afternoon?
Man, I am hanging at the house. I got my mom and my grandma are in town, so we're getting to spend some time with them. Just kind of hanging out, laying low.
It's awesome. So has it been a while since you've seen your mom and your grandma? Like, was it one of those COVID reunion kind of things?
Yeah, this is definitely the first time I've seen my grandma. It's been a minute. I want to say probably 5 or 6 months, maybe even nice. Longer than that. So it's been good to have her in town.
And what piece of grandmotherly advice did she give you? Not nagged. I'm not saying that she nagged you, but what's the first thing she said? You know, it was all nice for a few minutes, but there was something. There was something, Jordan.
Yeah. It was because, you know, she's 80. She's still rock and rolling at 89 years of age, I think. And, you know, she doesn't do very well with stairs because
she's
almost 90 years old. So she got on me about having too many stairs at the house.
Why do you live in a damn bungalow, right? Why don't you just...
If it was up to me, I'm with her. I told her, I was like, Granny, I hate stairs too. Like, unfortunately, this is just the hand we were dealt, you know?
Yeah. Next goal record, I'm putting in an escalator. That's it. That's it right there. Escalator,
or we're getting a house that's just flat, just one story.
Hey, congratulations on all the incredible success of Almost Maybes. Unfortunately, didn't get a chance to perform that live as much yet as you would have liked to. Yeah. But such a special song. And I wonder, like, when you do play it, that must you must think about a lot of those Almost Maybes throughout the song, like when you are singing it live.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, live wise, like sometimes like the muscle memory takes over and like you're able to just be in the moment and, you know, kind of just try to perform the song as best you can. But yeah, I mean, writing that song, it was very like, you know, you think back on those past relationships, you think back on like the breakups and like the things after it where you're like, you know, you thought your world was ending. And you're like, man, I just missed out on like, you know, yeah. that was the one. And, you know, little do you know, you can't see into the future and see that it all works out for a reason. And eventually you meet the one that is the one. So, yeah, definitely writing it was pretty personal.
The tough part too, when you're looking back at the relationships, is the ones that you totally messed up. Like, I mean, there's some that are amicable and some that's her fault or whatever, but there's definitely some that we've learned a lot about ourselves over the years. And we're like, yeah, that was us.
Oh, man, yeah. We did that. I don't think I had a breakup that wasn't me. I like, man, I was a terrible, I even had a girlfriend one time. I had an ex-girlfriend tell my mom that I was a terrible boyfriend. And my mom agreed with her. She was like, oh, I know. Like he's
terrible. Yeah. Like, I would never date my son, man. Yeah. Like, what are you thinking?
She's like, you should have dumped him. I thought you were going to dump him like months ago. So,
like, was she one of the awkward ones that still, you know, you kind of thought for the first few family get-togethers, man, I think my mom would rather have her still here. That's
yeah, 100%. No doubt.
It's almost Memorial Day. Usually you play. I don't know if you're playing this weekend or not, but if not, what are your plans? What are you kicking off the unofficial summer kickoff with?
Man, I reached out. I love to fish. And so I follow a guy on a lake here in Nashville, and he had a big Memorial Day sale on guided fishing trips. So, man, I bought like two of them, and I'm getting my dad up this weekend. and me and my dad, my brother and some friends are going to go out and try to catch some fish on Sunday and Monday. So it's going to be filled with a lot of fishing and hopefully a fish fry those evenings.
Now, what do you fish for? What's the big fish out there?
Well, we do, I think Monday morning we're going to go fish for bass. Then Sunday we're going to go try to catch crappie. So we call them crappie, sockeye, white perch. They got a bunch of different names, but they are about as good as table fare as you can get. So those are my favorite. That's awesome.
We went, I went striped bass fishing on the weekend. And one of those things, man, maybe you can answer this from your perspective, but when you're fishing and you're not catching anything, but everybody around you is, it's good to know there's fish out there, but man, you're just like, what am I doing different?
Yeah, right, what's going on? I would rather not think there's a fish in the lake. Like there's nothing worse than you be out there. Like I used to always get so frustrated because like I would take a buddy out fishing and I would be working the trolling motor. I would be trying to find the spots, like looking at my depth finder, making sure we're in the right spot and we're, you know, throwing in the, you know, in under the right, you know, coverage. And in the back of the boat, he's back there just wearing them out. I'm up here dealing with all this stuff and like not catching anything. I'm like, dude, I'm not a guide, man. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm trying to catch fish too.
Yeah, come on, man. Whenever I go with my dad fishing, we always have a little friendly competition to see who catches the most fish. And my dad probably is triple me over like the last number of years. Your dad better or is it more lucky than you? What, you know, you guys are going to come out pretty even. What are you thinking?
I don't know. I think for the amount of time I've put into fishing over this pandemic, I would like to say that I'm the best Davis fisherman. But you know what? Yeah. Every day is a new day. So come Sunday, the old man might have me beat. You never know. But either way, man, we're splitting everything and we're having a good try. So we're all chiming in on that end. So that's fine by me.
Okay. So what are you following up almost maybes with? What's the next big song? What are we hearing from Jordan Davis?
You know, I think, we haven't quite made that decision yet, but, I think that it would be, you know, just the response and the feedback from By Dirt is going to be tough to not see that, you know, being the next single, but you never know. But that one has really been feeling like it's the front runner right now.
That could change. Maybe play it for your granny one more time. And then she'll tell you, she'll be like, no, not that one.
Oh, I'm telling you, I would, if granny listens to the EP and says, this is the single, well, then that's going to be the single. So we're got to see.
That's the best call. That's the escalator flat house song. That's what's going to do it. That's what's going to do it. Are you playing anywhere? I know the U.S. is opening up really good, a little faster than we are here. You got some shows lined up?
Yeah, man, we actually do. We've got some shows next month. I think we've got 4 shows lined up. And then, you know, obviously hitting the road with Kane in October. So it'll be a fairly busy summer. Just getting back out, getting our feet wet again and getting to see the fans and play some live music. So I'm excited.
How ridiculous is it that you said 4 shows? Like it was like this awesome thing, right? Oh, I know, like, right? Wow, 4.
That was seriously like a weekend for us last year. It's like, yeah, we'll play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And yeah, it's like, now July. Oh, dude, July, we got 4 shows on the books. Let's go.
So what are you doing with your mom and granny now? I mean, I know you're hanging out with your dad this weekend, but what's up with you guys? You guys go out and just chill, have some food? What's going on? Yeah,
man, we really a lot just hanging at the house. You know, we had all my nieces over last night, and we just hung out on the back patio and just kind of caught up. I mean, really just ordering takeout and spending time just hanging around talking. So, it's been great.
Yeah. Listen, you're doing what everyone wants to do. Like this is the perfect pandemic week for you, right? Like you're just reconnecting, and that's what we all want to do with our favorite artists, but also with your family. That's so cool. You're getting a chance to do that.
Absolutely, man. It's been a special couple days.
Well, we look forward to whatever Granny picks for the next single. And then congratulations. We all love you up here in Canada, and we can't wait to see Almost Maybes live whenever that can possibly happen, man.
Yes, man. I'm hoping very, very soon. But Shiloh, thank you for hanging with me, man. Thanks for letting me come on.
Yeah, we'll do some fishing sometime. It sounds like you know a lot more about Nashville fishing than I do about up here. So I'm coming down, man. I'm gonna look you up. Hey,
come on, man. I'll go fishing any day of the week.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Country Confidential Podcast. If you love the show, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Have something you've always wanted to know about an artist or country music in general? Send Shiloh a note on Facebook. Join us next time for more confidential information about the best music on the planet and the people who make it.